This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 80 for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Is it really December 3rd?
It is really December 3rd.
Oh, crap.
For those doing the math, that's 21 days until 22 days till Christmas.
Yikes.
So let's sync it up, eh?
Let's blow some snow, man.
Don't remind me, I gotta go do that. So it is snowing.
And it snowed for a good chunk of the day. Woo! Well, you know, it doesn't thrill me as much as it did 4 years ago with our first Christmas, our first winter here. There's a reason I left New York and moved to Florida.
Because I was in Florida?
I guess you were back then, weren't you? I wish I'd known that.
I was in Florida.
We could have gotten married a whole lot sooner.
Why didn't we? That would have just been so much... Everything would have been better.
Well, duh. All right, so what's on your agenda for tonight, Mr. Anderson?
Man, it's been a rough week already. So
Tuesday, babe.
Yeah, I know, but it's yesterday was not great. Today is a little weird, but I do have a long-awaited pen purchase.
Well, but I mean, first you should perhaps think about the things that we are grateful for. I mean, we just had Thanksgiving, and
we did. Yes.
You know, everything could be worse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everything could be worse. No matter where you are, no matter how bad things are, someone's always got it worse, right?
Sadly. Yeah. So, I mean, we had a good Thanksgiving.
We did.
It was just the four of us, and I was grateful for that on a number of levels. Mm-hmm. But I thought that it was one of our most relaxing Thanksgivings. What are you laughing at?
Your thing says staying warm in Wisconsin.
Look, it's a state of being. I'm trying to stay warm. So if I tell myself I'm warm, then I might feel it. But getting back to being thankful.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry. I'll make you sorry. You know, we had the four of us, and, you know, we certainly hope everyone else had a good holiday. But Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, that was weird for my Jewish friends to have, what do they call it, Thanksgivica? Hanukking? But, you know, we did a turkey breast, and we only did the sides that were done by request. So, you know, we didn't do that weird green bean casserole. We didn't do Jello side dishes. You know, we only did what everybody wanted, so that was nice, and I thought that it was very relaxing.
And yet again, we're talking about food.
Early on, do we get points for that?
I don't know. Well, we just ate, so thankfully I'm not hungry. But it was nice. It was real nice. The food was good. The turkey was done really well. So
Paul really wants to know if I'm wearing earmuffs or headphones. A little of both, thank you for asking. Well, I mean, much of last week, it didn't even get up to freezing, which I got to tell you, yeah, it sucked. It was cold. Anyway, you received something that certainly made the cockles of your heart warm.
Well, you know, I've been since February in L.A. and probably before that. When was it?
It was before L.A. because you'd been talking about it, and Eric Schneider was the great enabler.
He was.
Gotta love him.
I thought about it the other day. There was a point in time I could actually pinpoint when I decided I really wanted to have one of these, and I don't remember when it was now. So, but anyway... in LA in February, Eric Schneider lent me for the weekend his Mont Blanc 149. Now, my experience with and yours, I'm gonna take a stab and guess your experience to this point as far as ownership is concerned. No, with Mont Blanc.
Oh.
We have a small collection of these guys here.
Yep.
These 1970s piston filling pens. They have cool, really kind of cool, almost semi-hooded, almost Parker 45-ish looking nibs.
Montblancs that don't look like Montblancs.
Yeah, they're Montblancs that don't look like Montblancs. This one is
The anti-Montblanc.
This one is a 124, I think it is. I can't really read it very well with my contacts in, but they're nice pens. They're slender, and they got the little snow cap on both ends. Really nice, mm-hmm. nice little pens, right? So was it last week or two weeks ago?
It was a while back.
It was about 2 weeks ago. Okay, so Eric lends me his was 149 for the weekend, and it had a broad
Brian's
nib.
In love.
It's a great pen. Really nice. Quite large, larger than any other pen I had used up until that point. And so I'm looking around and I'm talking with some of our friends who know more about Mont Blanc than us. And, you know, the going rate on these things is $450, $475, $500, $525. It's in that range. Although,
it's known as the Lisa Carr range.
It's known as the car range, right? So, but everybody keeps telling me, well, you know, you look at a guy's table and he's got like eight of them there, right? I'm like, okay, so now.
Who has eight Mont Blancs?
Well,
besides Osman.
Osman. Francis Babullion had like three or four at his table that one day. And I'm like, okay, so now, you know, obviously you're not paying $400 a piece for these. You'd be saying, oh, no, I get them for $250, $300, $325. You should be able to get one for that price. I've been looking every pen show since L.A., and L.A. was, what, the second show?
Yes.
So 13 pen shows. I'm thinking, okay, well, everybody keeps telling me you can find 149s for $250. Well, you can't.
At least you can't.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been to 13 pen shows. I have not been able to find one, so... And you know, and I'm not trying to be cheap, and I'm not trying to undervalue the pen because it's definitely worth every penny of what they go for. But I just, you know, I don't, outside of some of the vintage stuff on occasion, I don't spend more than, you know, that.
No, you don't.
You know, I don't call myself thrifty. I'm just, you know, I'm not cheap. There's a lot of pens 250 and under that can reap a lot of enjoyment. So anyway, I get an email from a friend of ours. And a rather complex trade ensues, and Aurora leaves our house. And
not one of mine.
Not one of Lisa's.
Not one of mine.
And I get this in the mail. And what's cool about it is I've had these. This is my blue 4-pen case here. Love this color, right? And so we've been carrying these cases this year. But these cases were actually made with the Mont Blanc 149 in mind. So that bigger pens can fit in here, but everybody asks me, well, you know, how does it fit? Well, I don't have one. So now I can safely say, yes, the 149 fits in the case. And there it is, big, fat, and this one, just like Mr. Schneider's.
He's a broad.
Is a big, big broad nib.
Awesome. You can shovel the driveway with it.
I'm going to have to later.
No, we got lucky. A friend of ours wanted an Aurora that we had, and he happened to have a excellent condition Mont Blanc 149. Money and
it was,
store credit and all sorts of stuff.
It was a complicated trade. There's no need to go into the details, but suffice it to say, I think both parties are going to be very happy. This one actually came with the book, not the box, but it did come with the book. And an old-style bottle of Mont Blanc Black, which I decided was going to be the ink that I was going to use it at first. It's nice. I really like it. It's not as big as I remember it being in February. But
there's a joke in there somewhere.
There's a bad joke in there somewhere. That's what she said. But anyway... I think it's
friendly, Mr. Anderson.
It is family. Well, you know, and I think that's because in what was it in June? Or I'm sorry, in May, you bought for our wedding anniversary. You bought me the Omas Paragon.
In April, I bought one in Atlanta.
In April, you bought one. You bought the Blue Revelations
in Chicago.
Yes. Chicago, you bought this bad boy right here.
Yes.
The Omos Paragon, and it's huge. I mean, there, you know, I thought it was a huge pen at the time. So now it makes, you know, it is. It's a big pen. It's about the same size as the 149. Love them both, and I am going to do a review at some point in the hopefully near future, comparing these two flagship model pens, and they're fantastic. So no, I've been enjoying the 149. I'm gonna tweak the nib a little bit, but
Because it needs it. I mean, part of the reason you got the broad was so that you could play with it.
No, I'm not gonna make it smaller. I want to increase the flow just a little bit. I think that the tines are a little bit tight, so I want to increase that flow just a little bit. But I'm so happy. In fact, I think it's caused, this is one of those cases where I'm now selecting which shirt I wear in the morning based on how deep the pocket is, because that's a big pen and I can't have it, you know, sticking halfway out my pocket. So
such a guy thing.
No, have you seen, I mean, okay, now
I know, guys in the I know. Pit,
Paul,
Jonathan, am I right? Help him out.
All right, help me out here. So modern shirt pockets, for the most part, are very short. You can't fit a big pen in your pocket and expect it to sit all the way down. So that's what I've been doing lately. How does it compare to the Edison Collier? You know, I don't have one of those handy. Girth is probably about the same. It's a big pen. Of course, now
thinner.
The Collier?
No, the 149.
Oh, I don't know.
But I mean, I think of the Collier as a big pen.
This is a big pen. Now this is nice because it posts well. I mean, it posts quite.
Just flip it around a little.
Flip it around a little bit, right?
See what happens.
You know, it's big. It's the pen posted, and I have to be careful when I do measurements on the air now. The pen post is 6.5 inches long.
You do.
Which surprisingly is shorter than the Omos Paragon when it is posted. But otherwise, it's pretty big. So
it's a big pen. I am not crazy about a pen that big, but
you know, I'm not a huge Mont Blanc fan. But it's just one of those. It's one of those pens that's kind of on
like
the
classic
list. Yeah, it's on the list, right? You know, you got to have a Pelican of some kind, and it's really hard for me to gauge which Pelican I need to have, but I like my 600. You've got some, you've got a 120, you've got a couple of nice 400s, including a Tortoise, so, you know, so.
I do.
You know, and with Mont Blanc, most of the pens are black, right? So, or at least any of the ones that any human being can afford.
Oh, I want a Burgundy.
Afford. Well, yeah, the Burgundies are nice. Well, you can get a Sailor in Burgundy.
Oh, that Burgundy, the Sailor Burgundy is so gorgeous.
I think that's nice. Now, we had a customer in the store, what was it, last week or a week before? He came in and he saw the Sailor 1911 standard in Burgundy, and he had a Mont Blanc, was it 144 or 146? 144, I think it was, ballpoint. I know that's not the number for the ballpoint, but that size. In Burgundy, and the color was pretty close, but I want to say that the Sailor was a little bit darker. It was a little more
prettier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jonathan's quoting me. You have to watch what I say. Well, we're talking in the chat. They're talking about shirt pockets, and a lot of men's shirts don't even have pockets. Like, I bought you a shirt that you love.
Until
we realized it doesn't have a pocket.
No
so
pocket.
Jonathan made a comment about that's why if you don't have a pocket, you stick it to your shirt collar. And apparently, at some point, I said that was less than attractive. And
I'm not gonna stick a $500 Mont Blanc.
And isn't that how you lost a pen once? You stuck it on the inside?
I was wearing a polo shirt, and it was a really very interesting Chinese pen, and I don't know what brand it was because it was written in Chinese. It was not a Hero. It was not a Jinhao. Bauer, any of those brands. Because I had some friends who were Chinese, and they said it wasn't any of those, but they weren't sure what the heck it was. But I stuck it in my polo shirt, and I was at a conference in Chicago, and I crossed the street for lunch, came back, and I sit down for the next session, and I pull the cap out of my polo shirt, and there's no barrel.
Oops.
I've never seen the pen again. I still have the box and the cap.
And we talk about it every time we go to Chicago.
Every time we go to every Chicago. And I see this that stinking McDonald's there. Anyway.
But anyway, so you got a Montblanc 149.
I got my Montblanc, yeah.
You are all kinds of excited.
I am. I'm very happy. It's a nice, nice, nice pen. And it really...
Awesome.
It's, I don't know what the word is for it. It's...
Classic.
It's nice. Yeah. Okay. I'm satisfied. I'm very satisfied with it.
Until this weekend.
Yeah, until this weekend. So, all right. So we did, what, how many shows this year? 14.
14.
And then we made an extra trip.
And we made an extra trip to Virginia. To
I mean, like anything over anything over 200 miles, 300 miles is, you know, noteworthy, right? So.
Well, did we go anyplace else?
No.
We didn't make the extra trip to Dallas this year.
Nope.
Okay. Well, so you all remember a couple weeks ago, I was grateful that we were done with road trips for the year.
Yep.
Yeah. We're not.
Now, how did this happen?
You know, as president of the PCA, I occasionally receive interesting emails. And
listen to this, people. Just
saying. No. And sometimes I ignore them.
Yeah.
Or I don't do any. I get a lot of spam mail. Let's just leave it at that. I get a
understood,
lot of spam
understood,
mail.
Understood. Understood. Absolutely. Sure.
You know, president ad, and you get all this junk, and I received an email and I deleted it because it didn't seem to be anything that the Pen Collectors of America as an organization wanted to be a part of.
Well, you get a lot of things about, you know, weird ballpoints and
I get a lot of stuff. A lot of them I forward on to repair people, a lot of them I forward on to, you know,
whomever.
People who can help answer whatever the question is. A lot of the things that look like spam I delete. Because I don't need the PCA to, you know, join this or to buy that or whatever. But then so a good friend of ours contacted us and said, well, there's this collection.
Yeah, in like an hour. we need to take care of this in an hour.
Yeah. So we took care of it.
We took care of it. Yeah, that's putting it lightly.
So we're picking up. I don't know how many boxes, and I don't know how many pounds. I want to, you know, next year. Here's my goal. Here's my one of my goals. I want to weigh how much
every
we
box?
Take. Every box. Yeah.
You want to weigh everything we take to a show.
Yeah.
And then how much we bring back?
Either that, or we just need to like. Drive on to one of those. Do they let cars go on those semi scales?
No,
I want to know how much our car weighs fully loaded. I just think that'd be cool. So anyway, we are going to pick up God knows how many boxes of.
Yeah, that's the sad thing. We really have. I mean, we're not stretching the truth here. We're not making this up. We have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
Boatload.
I'm hoping it fits in the car because I don't know what we're going to do if it doesn't. It will, right?
Well, we have a hitch. We can just get one of those little luggage carrier things and attach it. I want, you know, the things that people put like.
Yes. Well, we can. The dead deer, oh, please. So road trip on. We got. Well, we're gonna close the store early.
We're gonna close it
early.
Too. We're driving another 2,000 miles this weekend.
15 hours.
15, yeah.
Pick it up, turn around, drive back. So for whatever reason, I have to go to work.
Yeah.
On Monday morning.
So we will come back. We will have all sorts of exciting tales and all sorts of exciting pens and paraphernalia and I don't even know what. So somebody just call me crazy and shoot me and put me out of my misery.
Well,
it was a good deal. And,
I played
and
some part into this. I'm here. I'm thinking this is college tuition money is what this is.
I hope so. What, that you're spending or that we're going to make?
That we're going to make.
I hope so.
I'll pay for the tuition somehow, right? All right, so road trip this weekend. Would all of it weigh more than a pen display case? Sadly, yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to be heavy. Yeah. The reason we're going is it's too heavy to ship.
Yeah. It's going to be too much and too heavy.
It'll actually cost us less in gas and, 30 hours on the road to go pick up.
They could have somebody like a pack and ship place pack it up, but in my experience, they overwrap it, they overcharge, and it's still some of the stuff still could get broken, and it's just going to be easier. Yep. So
there it is. That's that.
Yep. So we'll keep you posted. Everybody, just think safe weather thoughts for us. We would appreciate that, especially with the weather the way it is.
Right. And so, like we say, it's if for those of you who are, if any of you are considering coming to the store, whoever's listening to this, even on the audio version, Saturday be 10 to 2.
Yep.
Instead of 10 to 3.
And then we'll be jumping in the car. Playing Willie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time to listen to
the Blue Dogs?
CD that Thomas sent us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking at that in the car just this week.
Yeah. There's a song about tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes.
That's a funny one.
And there's some other ones in there too.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun on the road. We get a lot of stuff done. It's just us. The kids are going to be working and picking out on pizza bites and mac and cheese. They won't even notice we're gone. And we get to listen to some interesting music. Ooh, maybe I should make a trip CD.
You're going to make a trip CD.
I am. So. We are always open to suggestions for good driving music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Disco. I think we should do disco.
Disco's good. Disco's good.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the store.
Well, let's do the good stuff first.
Okay. What's the good stuff?
Brian tackled a shoplifter.
Oh, that is the good stuff. Okay. So, all right. So, yesterday was, Mondays are bad enough, right? So, you go to work and it's you got a case of the Mondays, especially after a holiday, and the parking lot's full. And you get into work and everybody's, I had, I don't know how many meetings yesterday, and every meeting was bad. I mean, I was in one meeting and people were like yelling at each other. I mean, come on, we're grown adults and people are yelling at each other in a meeting. So, and work was just, what's the word? Craptacular. I mean, it was just not exciting. And I get at 4 o'clock, I leave and it's 94 steps to the outer door of the plaza, and then I'm inside and I walk down to the store.
And I'm on the phone.
Lisa's on the phone.
Because I'm finishing up a semester. I still teach college online and occasionally at night, but I'm finishing up a couple online classes and, I'm doing the usual end of the semester begging students and lame excuses, and one student needed some extensions, and so I'm trying to get that done with the faculty tech support person while she's still there, and she's an hour ahead, and it's already like 5:15, so I'm on the phone with her, and I'm waiting on this guy, but he's kind of weird. So I'm following him around, and I'm really pretty much just listening on the phone while the tech support person does this stuff, and I'm just kind of there if she has a question. And this guy's just acting weird, and I'm shadowing him the whole time, and I'm talking to him and all that. And then Brian comes in, and so he takes over so that I can finish up faster.
Right. So I pretty much walk in, take off my coat, my hat, my backpack, and go to see if he needs any help, wants to see anything. At which point he informs me that he is a
this makes me laugh.
Like I don't know how he can say this it with a straight face. He is a professional poet.
And he don't know it? No. Well, see, to me, how can you be a professional? You're either published or not published. It's like you're an author. You're either published or not published.
Yeah, that to me, so if you have to exclaim that proclaim that you're a professional poet, it means that you're probably not any good. But you have to make that statement in hopes that somebody else is going to believe you.
Delusions of grandeur.
Yes. So he tells me how he's this professional poet and how, you know, a real pen, you know, it just flows better and, you know, your thoughts flow and all this stuff.
Dreck.
Yeah. And I look at the guy and he's like, oh, well, I just came in here to warm up. And, you know, this is cool. And, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna judge anybody that comes in the store. I mean, you have never had an idea. That's, you know, that's one of the first things in, you know, in sales. Sometimes you have no idea. I mean, you know, a guy can walk in a suit and a tie and buy a $4 preppy, or nothing.
Or bounce a check.
Or bounce a check, right? You know, a guy in ratty jeans can come in and buy a $500 Omos, right? So, I mean, you have no idea. And besides, what else am I going to do with my time, right? I'm here at the store, so I'm here to help this guy in case he has any questions. And he goes on and on about this stuff. And then he's trying a Retro 51 ballpoint, which we have on our clearance table. It's in a little tube, metal tube, right? And we have it clipped in there. And he goes, oh, this is nice. And then goes... And, you know, goes back to the table, and then he's looking at ink cartridges, and goes, okay, well, thanks, see you later. He walks out, and then I look over at the table, and notice that the cap is on the retro canister.
Which it can't do if the pen is still
clipped in there,
the way that it was.
So I pull the top off, and sure enough, the ballpoint's gone. So Lisa's still on the phone. I run out the door. Now,
it occurs to me, as he's leaving, like, where'd he go? Because our neon open sign is inside. And
And I'm dressed particularly well this day. Yesterday I was, you know, nice, really nice dress shirt, dress pants, you know.
Yep.
And a big snowflake in my pocket, right? And I'm running down the street. And sure enough, here's a guy. He's just, you know, sauntering along.
He looked like some wannabe.
Yeah.
Gangsta.
Yeah, he looked like a wannabe gangster. He didn't have his shoes tied.
And he's got like a Vanilla Ice kind of dude.
Yeah, whatever. And
I'm aging myself. Anybody old enough to even know who Vanilla Ice is?
You know, I mean, and he's there, and he starts to light up, and I'm like, hey,
dude,
that pen.
Where's
what
my pen?
You know, he starts to deny, and then he looks at me, and he's like, he just reaches his pocket, he pulls it out, and he hands it to me. You know.
Should have asked him for that 20 that he took too.
20?
Well, he didn't, but maybe.
Well, he didn't, but you know, and I loved it at that, and I guess you know, you don't expect. I wasn't expecting.
I would have had his ass arrested.
Well, you know, you weren't there, and I was just.
I was on the phone.
The crap back, so I mean, I wasn't expecting that to happen, so.
I wasn't expecting you to run after some guy.
For a ballpoint.
See, you do like ballpoints and rollerballs.
No.
No.
So, anyway, yeah, I didn't, you know, I didn't press charge or anything, just let, you know, let the dude go, but.
Well, but you told him not to come back in, and
yeah, I told him don't come back.
And I will tase his ass.
Yeah, well, I'm going to chase his ass out of the door, so.
I said tase.
Tase?
Okay. I'm getting a taser.
We had a suggestion to get a gun, by the way.
You know, we don't need to be armed. I have considered pepper spray, but since so many people use their debit card, it's not even like, you know, like in the olden days when you'd have hundreds of dollars of cash in the store. And there's nothing in there that's worth risking our lives for. So... But we do know where the extra fine nibs, especially the sailor extra fine nibs are. And
I'm not going to ruin a sailor extra fine nib. Are you kidding me? We had all sorts of suggestions on Facebook. That, Franklin Christoph extra fine. No, I'm not going to ruin that pen.
Yeah. No, it was, you know, we expect it. We know that that's part of the deal of having a retail store. I just figured he'd be a little slicker, a little. You know, it's like my students who plagiarize, at least make me work for it. Don't just make it really obvious. So, Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, that was some
excitement.
It was a particularly bad way to end a bad day, so at least I got it back.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think that you are on your way to having a much healthier relationship with ballpoints and rollerballs. Just saying. No? No? Man, where's Hugh when I need him? Come on, somebody else help me out here. Let's see, what else going on anyway. At the store since nobody liked that one?
Travis. Everybody, Travis.
Travis, yeah.
All right.
Travis.
Anyway.
Pro poet Travis. We've actually... poor Brian gets to miss all the excitement. When Brian comes in, a lot of times I'm with a customer, and I have a group of students or former students, former Lawrence students, who have kind of become like my store boys.
It's cute. It really is cute. I wish I could be there to see.
Well, it's Ben and Chris and Chuck and a couple others.
Are they like roommates? And they come in. Or are they just buddies?
Chuck is Tess's roommate. Ben came in on Black Friday, and he was running into people he knew left and right in the store. So it was like Ben's little reunion in the store with assorted people. Chris comes in a couple times a week. But I have these regulars.
So is it like Anderson Penn's where friends meet or whatever? What is the
Kind of. It's kind of cool. I really would like to get a little cafe table with like three or four chairs and put it in the back and like the boys could hang out. But it's cool because a couple of them know each other. And so like I don't remember who it was, but Chris mentioned that somebody else was coming in, or Ben mentioned that, oh, yeah, I know Chris, he mentioned it, or whatever. So they kind of know of each other, and so it's kind of cute.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just nice to have a fun way to see, like, pen friends on a regular basis. So, cool. And they're excited.
It's getting, you know, it's more every week, so.
Yeah, yeah, and
as people find us, and
the councilman came in a couple times now, and
an interesting couple this evening came in, and
oh yeah,
and it's interesting too because it's a lot of I don't know what you see during the day because obviously I'm not there, but it's like a lot of couples.
Yes.
And
yes.
Both parties are very much into it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Or at
the
least
couple tonight. He was retired Army.
He didn't say which branch.
He spent an awful lot of time over
four tours in Iraq.
And one in Afghanistan.
One in Afghanistan. Younger.
Yeah, he must have gone in early. He did not look old enough for that many tours.
No. So.
But coffee and ink bar in the store. That's what I think I should do for the boys.
Yeah,
I don't have groupies, Christy.
Well, he was the gentleman tonight was interested in the coffee that I was drinking. So,
I think. Yeah. We've talked about that. That would be fun.
We'll see.
But it's nice to have regulars come in and they're checking out what's new and they notice this is new on the wall or these are you've restocked. Private reserve or whatever. So it's fun to have people come in and notice what's new and different. Whereas normally it would just be you and I doing that. So
normally me going, what is this? This is new.
What else did you order?
All right. Well, that's cool. And you cleaned your office this week.
Well, let me do one more thing, and then we'll talk about that. But I also, part of cleaning my office I went through a bunch of the old contests and the letters. We save everything that you all send us. And I went through a lot of that and brought a number of things to the store to put on the walls. Now, rest assured, anything that has your name or address or anything that would identify you, we'll block out or cut out or whatever. But we've gotten a lot of cool drawings and fun cards and postcards, and so we're finding places on the walls of the store for all that. And that's been a lot of fun.
Hmm? And we have that extra billboard to put up, which will be fun.
Oh, the corkboard.
The corkboard.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been fun to read over things and fun to look at some of the drawings from some of the different contests and that's cool. But part of what I've enjoyed is this really cool thing called separation of work and home. We never had that before.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still doing repairs on Sundays.
Yeah, but we're better about a stopping time. Like, we actually do leave the store. When we were working out of the house, we would sort of, like, take a break for dinner and then go right back to it. So it's been nice, at least for me. I got to clean my office in our room, and it's much bigger than I remember.
Yeah, it is nice. So next up will be my my office once we can figure out how to get the repair bench built there. So then if you guys come, you can have your pens repaired while you wait, kind of thing. So what
Chat's
else?
Chat's talking about the dead guy.
Dead guy.
The dead guy doesn't scare people off.
No, you know, the funny thing is nobody asks about him. In fact, the only person that asked about him was we had a group of my friends come in on Saturday, and who was it, Karen?
Yeah.
Karen
asked
about
him. Well, that was awesome.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's the other thing that Brian hates, is that his friends who work where he used to work come in all the time, and I get to see them, so I'll send him texts all the time.
I hate it.
Dave and Pete came in.
Yeah, all my buddies coming in the store.
Karen says hi. Deb stopped in.
Yeah, so, yeah, a group of my friends came in. That was cool, and they're the first people in, like, 2.5 weeks that asked about the dead guy.
Yeah, but they thought it was cool.
All right, so, all right, moving right along. I can't talk. We did get a couple cool things in this week.
We did, and we'll work on getting stuff up on the website.
Yeah, I'm working on it
as we can. Between the holiday and a couple other things going on, I know we're a little behind, but give us a couple weeks, and we are gonna knock your socks off.
Yeah, there's some cool things coming up, but we've been talking about this next brand, I guess, for months.
Yeah,
we have. I remember taking the catalog with us to a show somewhere. I don't know if it was Dallas
what. Narrows it down.
That narrows it down, yeah. Like a last show. 2 months. I mean, I don't know. And I've been familiar with this brand for years. You did. You bought me one, which filled a need. Jack Zagori. And isn't that cool? That's cool.
These are cool.
This happens to be mine. You can see I've got I put a little some felt on the top, but these are pen holders. So
solid pewter pen holders. They're heavy.
Yeah, so check this out. Look at that. Yeah, Atlas. Air Balance.
Jesus. Oh my God. No, these are cool. These are nice and solid and sturdy.
Nice, yeah. They're nice.
Yep.
And so that's where the Atlas. I've got a couple. These are cool, and I didn't bring them all because they're really neat. This one is
Serenity.
Serenity.
I like that one.
Sorry,
I've got a couple of those, so I could have one.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, nice and big, and it just.
It's a seated yoga pose.
Seated yoga pose with their hands out, palms up, of course. And this one I thought was kind of cool too. I like this one a lot.
Is it the butterflies?
It's a little bit smaller, yeah.
I love that one. That's cool.
And take a look at that. Yeah, so we got two hummingbirds, two hummingbirds, and you can put a pen in there.
Well, Tracy has 4 on her Amazon wish list. Ooh, we could help you with that.
We can help you. Then I'm going to try to get these up like tonight, tomorrow, probably. And then we have a couple more. We have Buddha, the little Buddha, which
the
is
little, the mini happy Buddha.
The little mini happy Buddha. It's a little bit smaller. The hands are a little bit closer together. So.
Yep.
And then there is the 4 monkeys, the hear no evil, see no evil.
Speak no evil,
write no evil.
Yep. Tracy bigger, says that's one she loves. That's yeah. bigger. That's cool.
That's really kind of his signature piece, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Scales of Justice.
Now, the Scales of Justice, is that the one? That's the one where the pen sits upright.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It sits upright on that one, which is kind of cool.
The Legal Eagle.
Which is neat, yep.
Yep. And there are several others, but I don't remember what else.
Those are the ones we started out with.
There might be one or two others, but they're really, really cool. Very, very nice, very solid. I had a couple pen holders a while back that were tippy. So yeah, you know,
these are not falling.
These are
off
nice
your
and
desk.
Solid.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've had this one on my desk for, well, you got it 2-3 years ago now.
Might have been our first Christmas together.
It yeah. might have been. Yeah. Yeah. So, real nice, real cool pieces. Anyway, so we got those. I was real happy to do that. I think they're reasonably priced. Some of them.
Well, they're solid pewter. They're
works
they're
of art.
Nicely
really.
Made. Certainly not anything cheap. So it's yeah. it's cool.
All right, what else
we were excited to finally get those in. All sorts of really cool calligraphy stuff. Finally got through that and sorted everything out. The oblique holders, like I have mine from Michael Sull. We have some that are very similar to this.
Not quite that way, but an oblique style holder like
the
that.
The oblique. Yeah.
It's
flange.
Some cool colors too.
Yep. Oh, the cobalt sapphire. Blue is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yep. The sapphire blue, the garnet red. So some of the local kids are really enjoying those. What else do we get in? What?
Just laughing at the people in the chat. And so along with that calligraphy stuff, there are more cool books and stuff. And I'm really, really going to try hard to get some of this stuff done. Unfortunately, with us doing a road trip this weekend, that limits my time to take some photographs. But probably tomorrow or Thursday night, maybe, we'll be able to get some of that stuff up. New inks this week.
We did. We've had them for just a little bit. We got them after Columbus. Yeah, we didn't.
Has it been that long? I don't know.
After Columbus. So we brought a couple home from the store. So we've got Aristotle.
Okay.
Oh, and one of the other things that I'm working on in the next, between now and the end of the year, is completely redoing all of the ink sample scans, especially since we've added, I don't know, close to 100 colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're up to, what, 500 now?
Maybe a little more by the time tomorrow rolls around.
By the time tomorrow rolls around. Well, you know.
Uh-huh. We'll have stuff to talk about next week.
I'm scared of that. Ordered more stuff. Great. I don't know why, but I show 455, but I know that's not a right number.
No, we've got more
that's
than that.
All right. We've got more than
yep.
that.
Yep. One of the ones I personally think is fun is the one called Accident. It's penicillin. But
it's accident? It was an accident?
Well, because penicillin was an accident, the discovery of penicillin.
Okay.
So, it's just kind of cool.
Okay.
I'm allergic to penicillin, by the way. So, I won't be drinking this. Sorry, Aziza.
It's not penicillin.
I know. Sorry. But, yeah, so a bunch of the organics inks are pretty popular. A lot of the college students really like the names. Scribble. All of a sudden, there's this resurgence for Scribble. So, Scribble Workshop. That's been really popular. I think that Lucas does an amazing job with the colors. And the Nessie purple and the damselfish blue are just killer. And we've done a lot with Stipula lately. That musk green and sepia is just amazing.
Right.
And so the kids are coming in, getting samples, coming back a couple days later. We're having a good time.
Awesome.
Yep.
What else?
What else at the store? Well, nothing you want me to talk about.
All right, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to.
All right. Do you know what this is? Brian.
Google, would you? Google, would you? Okay, no. What is that?
That's a Jay Herbin rollerball.
Well, I actually like those. I do.
Yeah. So
I wish they're a little bigger, but they're a good pocket size.
They are. I've been using one to write out our sales receipts until the computer is completely up and ready. And
I'm working on it.
I know. But these are great. I love that these don't clog and that you can use all sorts of international carts with them. Mm-hmm. The kids, they're not kids, the boys. A lot of the customers are having fun. We have them on a display that Jay Herbin sent us. That's a really cool display with the roller balls and all the little tins of cartridges. So that's gotten a lot of love the last couple weeks.
You know what I like about having a brick and mortar store is all the cool displays.
Yes.
You know, so like as a vintage collector, the ephemera is really hard to find, right? So you got to find the original Esterbrook display case. It's hard to find. And no, we just get this. They get this stuff for free. So like we hang on to it for another 40, 50, 70, 80 years, and we're going to be like,
what?
Rocking.
We'll be dead.
Well, you're what?
80 years, I'm not sure I'm going to be around.
All right. Anything else we want to talk about that's new, whatever?
We did get in the Noodler's, the Ebonite, the new Jade. It's a different shade. Nathan had these sent to us kind of as a special little thing, and they're really cool. So the color is really unique.
Yeah. New pictures up so you can see it. It's
A nice deep color.
Lighter barrel, but
slightly darker cap. I don't know. It's intentional.
Yep.
But they're funky. Mm-hmm. They're funky. But those ebonites are awesome. And of course, if you're not quite sure about the flex nib, you get that non-flex nib for $2. We've gone through a number of Noodler's pens in the last couple weeks. You walk in, they're right there in the case, and
I'm just laughing at this picture right here.
What picture?
Sorry.
The hummingbirds versus
the 149 wins.
Oh my god!
Right, love this pen. So anyway, all right. Do we have any shout outs this week that we haven't already mentioned?
We do actually. Shout outs to my boys from the store.
Sweet.
Chris and Ben and Chuck and the rest of the guys. And you have a couple, which is new for you.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I have friends too.
Aw, that's nice.
You know, shout out to Don. You're going to enjoy that new Sailor. It's really a killer pen.
Oh, you got the blueberry. That is
it's a cool color. I mean,
I love that.
It's a neat, unusual color. Nobody else really has a
pen. Kind of disappointed.
Well, you can order another one.
I know.
It had a medium nib on it.
Valentine's Day?
There you go. You can have a blueberry or you can have the Bordeaux. Your choice. But one comes in the Pro Gear and one comes in a 1911 only.
Anniversary?
Whatever you want. I don't care.
Oh, you guys just heard it. Whatever I want.
Whatever you want. I guess it's your 75th anniversary last year, so, I mean, you know, anything's cheaper than that.
Hey, wait. Let me show you what I got here. Woo, Soleil.
Oh, you got your Soleil. You finally got your Soleil inked up.
I inked the Soleil.
It's been like
look
a month and
at
a half.
That thing. It has not been a month and a half. It's been a couple weeks.
All right.
Somebody help me out.
Shout out to Limner, who was kind enough to write a nice letter. First time restoring an Esterbrook, and got it going well, and so glad you got that working, and it's going to serve you many years. So
we love to hear that because you know, that's where we started. Esterbrook is our go-to pen, our bread and butter, our heart and soul. Some other cliche. But it's always awesome to hear that someone repaired their own Esterbrook and, you know, with at worst a sack, a J-bar, and a new nib, and you've got a pen that's going to write like, you know, anything. For the next
50 years.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell people. You know, your pen's good for about another 50 years, and then after that you can send it back. And we'll fix it again. So.
But then it's good for another 50 years. Right. So it's
and probably longer.
I mean, one of the reasons that I got into Esterbrook was because they were easy to repair. If you can sack a nib, you know, if you can put a new sack on it and maybe just twist in a new nib, you're good to go. And it's not going to cost you a lot. You don't have to invest in a whole lot of tools and...
Yeah, it's really the gateway drug.
It is.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say they're really complicated things, but you know, there's a couple little tricks to them. Sometimes you gotta, that can be difficult in certain situations. That stinking spacer that's in the J pens is a pain. And if you have to replace a J bar in those, and you gotta cut it and recrimp it, but you know, if you don't have an Esterbrook or you're interested in vintage pens, it's a super, super way to start because darn near everything comes apart so easily. It gives you a really good idea how pens in general work. So,
yep.
At least in the first, 100 years, right?
Well, and you don't need, a toolbox full of complicated tools and you don't have to spend a fortune, for $10-$15 or less, you can have everything that you need to repair a number of pens.
Right. And worst case, you need a forceps and a dental pick.
Ooh.
Yeah. Plus the parts, right? So.
Right. Nope. So we love hearing that, friends have bought pens on eBay or pens at a show or, they found a pen in grandmother's drawer or whatever. Bought some repair supplies and poof, it works. So that's always cool. Anything else?
Do you have another shout out? Martin or Uncle Martin? Cousin Martin?
Cousin Martin.
Cousin Martin, sorry, not
Cousin
Uncle.
Martin. Yep, big hugs to Cousin Martin for the emails. I owe him one. I'll get there. He knows that.
Yeah.
One of the things that Eddie G wants to know if we got the Kaweco ad. That was cool. Yep.
Yes.
That's going on the wall, actually. I spend part of my day kind of walking around the store, holding stuff up, trying to figure out where I want to put it. All right, not that much time, but.
All right. Anyway.
I put some tape on it. Put it up on the wall. A couple things get framed, but. So,
all right. So there we are. Anybody else?
Yep.
That pretty much covers it, huh? So we'll try to keep
much.
It.
Try to keep it. I'd say
we try to keep it short, but it's just already.
Never seems
minutes.
To go short. So. But next week we are going to have some awesome, cool, exciting news.
Okay.
Well, we have a lot of stuff coming in.
Oh boy. Well, we're going to. Yeah, but we're going to be gone Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, but most of it comes tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Okay.
Very excited.
All right.
Hey, I spent like an hour on the phone going through like 20 different websites trying to pick out what we needed to have, and some of this stuff I'm very excited about.
Okay. Are we selling any of it, or are you keeping it all?
One's for you.
One's for me?
Yep.
What are we talking about now?
We're going to sell most of it.
Okay.
So, Prane wants to know what the criteria is for getting up on the wall. Just fun stuff. No biggie.
No biggie.
Random stuff. So. Anyway, that's...
All right, well, that's it for this week, huh? All right.
Yeah, we're tired. We had to shovel and stuff.
I'm future tense. I have to shovel. Right? So I'm going to shovel.
Well, you and Garrett were out there earlier, and this whole getting up really early every day is killing me. But
yeah, tell me what. I got to get up at 4:30 tomorrow and 3:30 on Thursday.
Well, if I can get the store making millions, then you can quit your job.
You don't need to make millions. I don't want you.
We don't
want
to make millions.
I don't want to make
That's
millions.
That's not us. But anyway, right. We will have lots of trip news, and I'm serious.
Lots of cool
Send
stuff.
Me an email
yeah,
about any good songs that we might want to listen to on the trip besides Willie Nelson.
So, all right.
Anyway.
Well, comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
You can send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You could...
What was that?
I don't know. That needs to go on the blooper tape. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
You can join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales at the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast tonight. We will see you next week.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Bye.